You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney, and Chris Smith. Today, we're answering your science questions. So if you'd like to pose one for our next Q&A show, just send them to chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Meanwhile, Kimberly has put pen to paper with this.
Is there such thing as inheritance of obesity or the tendency to become overweight? Could a sudden change in lifestyle trigger a change in genetic expression?
So, Giles, what do you think?
There is definitely inheritance of body weight and body shape. The question, however, appears to assume there's only one inheritance, one inherited possibility, but there isn't. It's not just one gene. It's not just one fat gene. We now know of over 100 genes that are actually involved in determining your body size. The second part of the question about the role of the environment, that's a very good one because our genes haven't changed, certainly over the past 30 years, whereas obesity has skyrocketed. And that is down to the interaction between your genes and the environment. I think the analogy I always use is if two people are standing side by side, they look exactly the same. Suddenly an environment comes along, say me, and I give someone a shove and the other one not a shove. That's it. Someone will fall over and someone won't. And that's because they're interacting with the environment in a different fashion.
In our sort of caveman era, we would have had enormous advantage conferred upon us if we had genes that made us store energy for a rainy day. Whereas now you have Waitrose, Tesco, Sainsbury's, other supermarkets are available just down the street and you can go in there and buy anything you want.
You can do it. It's not only walking in to do it. You can now order anything from
your
smartphone.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can have it delivered to your house,
exactly.
Can't you?
Exactly. You don't even have to get your bum out the door and that's it.
So you can physically be too big to get out the door and you still get fed, which means it becomes maladaptive, doesn't it?
That's correct.
And one of the really fascinating things, I've just been making a radio program looking at how changes really early on in development affect the health, the lifestyle and even the weight of people much, much further down the line. So there is this important role right at the start of development, maybe even before a woman knows she's pregnant herself, that there could be influences there from the mother. And, you know, maybe if the mother's not got enough food, there's a very famous example of a famine in Holland that were during the Second World War, where the babies were exposed to this famine very, very early on in the womb. And they came out, you know, kind of okay. But then later on in life, they were fatter, maybe because they'd thought, oh, God, we're starving here. We'd better, you know, make the most of everything we've got.
So what you're referring to is known as the Dutch hunger winter. And the field of studying this is in utero programming. And what that studies is when you're actually carrying a baby, is there any programming that happens? And there is. And the reason there is because what you want to do as a fetus is to predict what the environment's going to be and get yourself set up the best way that you're going to be. You've got genes which don't change, but if you actually change the markers on the gene, it actually changes the way genes are turned on and genes are turned off. And so there is definitely evidence for that. I have to say, though, that the evidence for the obesity side of things and programming is not huge. The evidence for type 2 diabetes and, you know, insulin resistance and other metabolic diseases, definitely, definitely so. And more scarily, people are now beginning to say, before you even become pregnant, is that having an unhealthy diet can actually influence your egg and your sperm, not together in the same person, clearly, but your egg and your sperm.
It'd be very strange if you did.
in terms, but then there are now studies happening of how can an unhealthy diet or lifestyle influence your egg and your sperm.